Sea Spirit of Aquata given a reminder. All over Bossa Nova, retreating pass by Great Again Wagner. Tavasan and Ashlaw together on the point of the corner. Two lengths Morrissey, Great Again Wagner. It's Ashlaw taking Tavasan, then Morrissey. Ashlaw halfway up the straight from Morrissey, Tavasan, and then came Great Again. Ashlaw clear. Morrissey's going to make a dive. Ashlaw just beat Morrissey. Tavasan third. Photo fourth, Missiano.
It was just great to see Talia Hope back in the saddle, first of all, following that bout of viral meningitis. Victory at Werribee got her career back on track, and a victory at Moonee Valley yesterday down to 54.5 kilos aboard Ashlaw. She joins us this morning. Congratulations, Talia.
Thank you very much.
Doing a terrific job in your return to the saddle. How did you feel getting that victory aboard a horse that obviously loves racing at the Valley and a really big, strong horse yesterday?
Yeah, it was obviously a massive thrill for Dan McCarthy and his owner, David Strain. They've been really good supporters of mine, so it was great to return him with a winner, and especially on a horse like him. Like you said, he does love the Valley, and he's just a tough horse.
It looked straightforward, but we shouldn't underestimate the role you played in guiding Ashlaw to that victory yesterday with a fast horse and an on-speed horse in Tavasan as one of your main dangers. What was your thoughts going into the race?
So the initial plan, we sort of just wanted to lead and get to the rail just because he does love the rail and he can sort of kick off the bend. But I obviously thought Ben Mallon would want to hold the lead. So initially we just wanted to sit outside him and just sort of put the pressure on him, because I just thought, just knowing that horse, sort of if he can get out front, he'll sort of skip away Ben Mallon. So we thought Ashlaw, he's very tough and he is fit. We just sort of put the pressure on him and lucky it all paid off.
How did you feel when you were effectively eyeballing Tavasan with Ben Mallon aboard and he wasn't able to kick away from you? How were you feeling when it looked like it was going to be a bit of an arm wrestle and you might have been in the right position?
I sort of thought, oh, this is a bit too easy. This happened a lot easier than I thought. But like I said, Ashlaw sort of hit the front, and I thought from there on they probably won't get past him, because when he gets in front, he's very tough and he'll keep going to the line. So I was very lucky he got beat Ben off.
Reference that you had that time away from the track with illness, and you've had injuries as well, so it's been a tough time for you to get back to the track. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Obviously, I'm apprentice to Patrick Payne now, and I'm working very hard and got my weight down, which is a massive plus. I never really thought I would be able to do. So, it's good to sort of get the reward now for the hard work I'm doing at the moment.
Looking at the form guide recently, you've been riding down to 54 and 54.5. You said you've got your weight down. For the right ride, particularly at metropolitan level, what would be the bottom end of your weight scale at this stage?
Well, yesterday I went to the races 52.5, which I was quite shocked about. I haven't been that light in a very long time. But obviously probably 53, I'll just keep it down to that at the moment. But like I said, I'm doing that very comfortable. So it's good to have the weight down at this time of the year.
Heading to Ballarat 4, Patrick Payne, your master today. Race 8, how low can you go? And race 9, Chatelaine. So you're chiming in fashionably late there. How do you assess their chances?
How low you can go, obviously he is a nice horse, rode him a fair bit last preparation, obviously first up, but he does handle the track conditions, so I think he'll be running on really good late. And the second one last start over 1600, coming back to the 1200 after a little freshen up, once again, I think they'll be running, both be running on good late, hopefully they're in placings.
What's he like as a master, Patrick?
He's very tough, but he is a great master. He's a great person, and when you deserve the rewards, he definitely does give them.
And he's got such a great training ability, horses that, you know, over grand annual distances or two-year-olds, so he's obviously got a great affinity with the horse, getting the best out of it, and great to see you back in the saddle with a winner at Moonee Valley yesterday, Talia, and looking forward to seeing how this afternoon unfolds, but also, more importantly, looking forward to seeing you continue to ride Metropolitan winners and chip away at that claim, and congratulations on getting your weight down to such a manageable level.
Thank you very much.